Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL team preview. It's the Denver Broncos 2022. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning as I talk about the team in the AFC West, the Denver Broncos. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. The Denver Broncos, what has happened after? What has happened out there, as John Denver say, Rocky Mountain High. 5 straight losing seasons. 2 different head coaches. So, the Broncos brass moved on from John Elway. So, the coach that's coming in, former offensive coordinator from the Green Bay Packers, his name is Nathaniel Hackett. And what he brings, energy. He's pop culture. He's a hub of innovation. And most of all, he coached Aaron Rodgers. Denver brought a young coach in that's got a lot of energy. And what I like about the Broncos brass, they went out and they laid it all on the line for Russell Wilson, bringing him over from Seattle. A lot of draft picks. But the thing about Russell Wilson, I call him the Chico DeBarge of the NFL. Comes from royalty, man. Grandfather, former president of Norfolk State. Has an auntie that was on the professor at Jackson State. And his father played at Dartmouth. And this guy was a team captain transferred from North Carolina State to Wisconsin. Out of all the football players that I follow in the National Football League, this young man is quality character and a guy that seemingly does the right things. Think about Russell Wilson's career. He came in, drafted in the 3rd round by Seattle. Seattle had gave a lot of money to Matt Flynn as a free agent coming over for Green Bay. And the young man won a job in training camp and hasn't looked back. And one thing about Russell Wilson, I want to bring up a key stat. Even though the Seahawks have not really put a lot around him, even when they went to back-to-back Super Bowls, think about it. His last 5 seasons, I didn't even know he's averaged 33 touchdown passes. He's played in 9 Pro Bowls and 2 Super Bowls back-to-back. Right now, he doesn't have to do me anything. He's got a Hall of Fame career. He's in the Hall of Fame. But I like what he said. When he signed with the Broncos, March 16th, he said, I want to play 10 or 12 more years. And I want to win 2 or 3 more Super Bowls. Young coach, Nathan Hackett, look like it's a match made in heaven because he's finna let Russell Wilson loose. Now look at what Russell has. Wilson offensively at the running back position. The best 1-2 punch in the National Football League. The young man out of Wisconsin, Mr. Melvin Gordon. Last year, 918 yards, 8 touchdowns. For the last 5 years, he's averaged 10 total touchdowns a season. Mr. Gordon, excellent vision, A+. Premier red zone runner, A+. Now, Javonte Williams is the other running back. I call him Walter Payton, too. Reminds me of Walter Payton because he breaks a lot of tackles. 903 yards last year, 4.4 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. So Russell Wilson has got help on the way, baby. He's going to have a strong running game. Beast mode, 2 in the house. Then you look at the receiver position. This is where I think, plain and simple, the Broncos, if their receiving corps can go up and be one of the top 5 in the league, we can probably talk about the Broncos really challenging that tough AFC West with the Raiders and Chargers, and maybe on the outside saying Super Bowl. Real talk, because now you got a Super Bowl quarterback in Russell Wilson. See, Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick, y'all got paid last year. Y'all got somewhere between $53.4 million guaranteed money. And the stats y'all put up doesn't equate that. Mr. Sutton, 58 receptions for 776 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mr. Patrick, 53 receptions, 734 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's not going to get it. Not based on the money that y'all got. I'm plain and simple. Your game got to go to another level. And Mr. Jerry Jeudy, South Florida's finest. Roll Tide. You got to get back to where you was at Alabama when you left, when you had 159 receptions, over 2,700 yards receiving, average 17 yards of catching, 26 touchdowns when you were at Alabama. You have not cut it yet, man. Last year, you had 0 touchdowns of reception. Come on, man. You're better talent. Jerry Jeudy, you got to take your game to another level, man. You got to. That happens, then the Broncos can be a player in the AFC West and in the AFC. Your offensive line, you're bringing in a new blocking scheme. That's all right. I think you got 2 real good players on the right side of your line in Gary Bowles and Mr. Dalton Risner. The left side of your line. I think you got 2 real good football players. Then you brought over Billy Turner. All right, player you brought over to play an offensive line for Green Bay. Nothing special, but he's solid. And started 18 games from 2016 to 2018. And Quentin Mizer. Brother, you got to lose that gut. All that's been played out. You got to lose that and get down and wait so you can be a better player. Because now you got a quarterback. You got a Super Bowl quarterback. But I think the offensive line is tight. Let's get on the defensive side of the ball. Like a key acquisition, you brought over DJ Jones. Ole Miss finest. He comes over. He's going to solidify San Francisco. He's going to solidify the Broncos on your D-line. He's a proficient run stopper. Then you got Draymond Jones out of the Ohio State, who's had 12 sacks over the last 2 seasons. No question about it. And then you got Mike Purcell. If he's healthy, he's a player. But another guy he signed, I know him true to heart. He could be a very special football player, man. But can he keep his head right? Randy Gregory. It's all about you focusing on football, man. I know you could be a star in Dallas, and you played up to your level last year. You could be a star in Denver. You could be a Pro Bowl player. You could be in the top 10. We talk about pass rushers in this game, the Bowser brothers, Khalil Mack. You could be in that rim, brother. If you stay right, the Broncos are going to be pretty good on the D-line. Then you're looking at the linebacker position. Plain and simple, I saw this man play at Hillgrove High School over there in Powder Springs by way of North Carolina State. I knew this young man was going to make it to the league, and I knew this young man was going to be a high draft pick. His name is Bradley Chubb. He comes from Royalty. Nick Chubb is his first cousin. He was running back for the Cleveland Browns. In his rookie season, he had 12.5 sacks. It did not surprise me. But over the last 3-4 years, he's had a lot of injuries, man. Torn ACL, Achilles. He's a guy that's got a lot of options. He's in his contract year, the 5th option. It's very imperative. This is the make it or break it year for Mr. Bradley Chubb. At the end of the day, I think he's a football player, and I think he's going to come back strong. but it's a critical year for him if he's going to stay with the Denver Broncos. But the Broncos were smart enough with their brass to draft Nick Pitino out of Oklahoma. Boom, Asuna. 32 tackles for losses in his career, 18.5 sacks, 24 quarterback hits, 114 career tackles for loss. Excuse me, he had 32 tackles for loss last year, 114. Excuse me, 32 tackles for loss and 114 career tackles. He is a good football player. Fast, A+. Versatile, A+. Mobile, A+. Nick Pitino is waiting in the wings. So Bradley Chubb, all eyes on you. Then you're looking at the secondary. I think maybe the strongest position on the football team outside the running back position. Patrick Surtain, the second. Boy, you starting to become lockdown. You starting to become royalty. You starting to become Pro Bowl, such as your father when he was with the Miami Dolphins. He allowed only two touchdowns in his last 15 games of the season. He is starting to really come in that rim when you talk about corners in the game. Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Terrell, Patrick Surtain. I see him really stepping his game up, being similar to his friend that he played with on the other side of Alabama, Trevon Diggs. He's special. Then you got Justin Simmons at the safety position. He's starting to be that shining star. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Second team All-Pro last year. Then you got Ronald Darby, a savvy veteran. Then you got that 13-year veteran, Kareem Jackson, Roll Tide, Alabama. He's still in the league, but he's still solid as a rock. He's still capable. And then Caden Stearns, the eyes of Texas. He's a playmaker. The secondary's got a real good chance of being one of the best in the league. When I look at the Denver Broncos, man, it's very simple. This is a team that can really take it to another level offensively. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl quarterback. To me, he's got better weapons over here in Denver. Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick have shown you they can do it. They have done it in the past. They're making a lot of money. Jerry Jeudy, it's your time to step up. Solid running backs and Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams. But if Denver is going to take their next step, I really think the defensive line and the defense has to really, from that front seven, has to play well. Bradley Chubb has to be a player this year. And Randy Gregory, you keep him straight. Bradley Chubb, Randy Gregory rushing the passer. Then you brought over DJ Jones from San Francisco, a proficient run stuffer. This is a very talented football team. And how well can Nathan Hackett adjust from being the offensive coordinator at Green Bay to being the head coach now? A lot of good young players on this football team, the Denver Broncos. Rocky Mountain High, like John Dillon said. I like the Broncos in 2022. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing 100 yards of football. Special thanks one more time to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And when I think about Russell Wilson, Chico DeBarge, or the NFL, there's only one thing I think, the great Janet Jackson. Let's go deep. We go deep, and we get no sleep because we be up all night until the early light. Rocky Mountain High, Russell Wilson signed with the Broncos. Not for no second class. He wants to go to the Super Bowl. I want to play 10 to 12 more years, and I want to win two or three more Super Bowls. He dead serious about that.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Be blessed. The Denver Broncos 2022.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.